bringing it back to the old school Stu Crew. Who remembers this? November 29th, 2022, no matter where you are coming to us from across the planet, whether you've been here from the beginning or if you just recently found us, we appreciate you being here. Before the release of Died Suddenly, we regularly read off stories that we received from viewers who shared their accounts of friends and family dying abruptly after receiving these Pfizer and Moderna death shots. But we've only received more stories since our movie came out. And you know what? We're not going to stop sharing them. No, because this is the single most important story in the world. This is the declaration of open war by world governments against its people. And so we've told you our plan. We will keep reporting on this. We will continue relentlessly sharing this information and talking about this very thing until justice is done. And we don't care if it will take years. We don't care if it takes the rest of our lives. People will be held to account. Especially for crimes like the one that we received in this recent email. We received this just 2 days ago from two parents in Northern Ireland. Quote, "Hi, Stu, we are two grieving parents, Sharon and Kenneth Kelso. We would be grateful if you're able to share our story, but aware that there will be so many for your team to read. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you anyway. Our 23-year-old daughter, Ruth, caved to social pressure and took the COVID-19 Pfizer shot. She received the shot on 30 October 2021. She wanted to travel. She died suddenly on February 8th, 2022, just 3 months later. Initial postmortem was inconclusive. We waited 8 months for the full report. 8 months. And when the full report finally came, the cause of death given was Addison's disease. Ruth's adrenal glands were destroyed. Now, Addison's disease can be secondary to other conditions, but in Ruth's case, it was autoimmune as her blood sample was positive for anti-adrenal antibodies. Addison's disease, from onset of symptoms to diagnosis, typically takes a year or more, even up to 5 years. It is slow, it is chronic, and usually presents in 30 to 50-year-olds. We believe the evidence points to the Pfizer jab triggering an autoimmune reaction. The spike proteins most likely accumulated in her adrenal glands, triggering the progression of the disease. The policeman attending Ruth's apartment the night of her death respected and responded to our wish to have it on record that Ruth had taken a Pfizer jab months before. This fact is recorded in the recent history part of the coroner's report. The silence of the pathologist and the chief coroner on the matter speaks volumes. So we pieced together a timeline of symptoms from her diary and phone and conversations and observations from friends and family. She took the jab in October. She started having dizzy spells in November. Her weight started dropping in December. Fatigue hit in January with continued weight loss. 2 days before her death, she started vomiting. She thought she had the flu. 1 hour before her death, her flatmate called a bit concerned. When I arrived, Ruth was in the last moments of her life. She was so weak, I couldn't make out what she was trying to say. God knows, though, so it's okay. We are forever changed. But one thing is absolute. There is truth here to be known. Before God, Kenneth and I want to be faithful to that truth, whatever the cost. Thank you for your continued efforts to speak the truth and warn people. You can be certain that you are on the right track when the world hates you. John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Regards, Kenneth and Sharon Kelso. Unquote. This is why we do our show. Not to make a whole bunch of money and get rich. Not to become famous and get on TV. We don't do this to aggrandize ourselves. We don't do this to stroke our own egos. We do this because we serve God. We gave this platform to God. And everybody on this team genuinely cares about humanity. We are in this for the sake of people like Kenneth and Sharon and Ruth Kelso, for the lives and the families devastated by these lies and by the intentional wickedness of the powerful. For the people who need a champion but have no one else willing to even listen to them. For all of the people mocked as lunatics and dismissed as conspiracy theorists for daring to tell the world what they can see with their own eyes. Instead of just repeating what's told to them by some freak show in a white lab coat, or by the WHO, or the CDC, or fact checkers on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, we will continue to speak for the Kelsos and for everyone else like them all around the world for as long as it takes. But today, fortunately, we don't have to speak on behalf of the Kelsos. They are here with us live from Ireland. Thank you both for being here. We're so sorry for the murder of your 23-year-old daughter.
Appreciate that, Stu.
Thank you, Stu. I just want to say that we're just a grieving family, and we're trying to come to terms with our loss. We have many questions, but we're also comforted because we are Christians and we believe the Bible. We believe that the God of the Bible is sovereign over all things, and he's in control, not the WHO, not even your president or our prime minister, but our God is in control. And he will be glorified. That's what our Bible teaches us. So we thank you for this opportunity and to share a little of our story. We're concerned about truth. Our God is truth. And we want to speak the truth to help others. And we love our neighbors. And we love God's church. And we want to share the truth.
Thank you.
In our story, we were privileged because my wife is a nurse and she has some insight into medicine, and that has helped us a great deal. But there are many, many others who have helped us in sharing the truth. But I'm going to hand over to Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon, thank you so much for being here. I know how difficult it can be as a grieving mother. It's horrific. I can't even imagine what you must be dealing with.
Yeah. Even hearing you read out the email, you know, it's bringing it back and it's reliving it. So, it has been, very, very difficult. I guess I'll start really from the beginning of the COVID nonsense, whatever COVID is. From the early 2020, I knew something wasn't right. I was working as a nurse then. I have since retired from nursing. And we very much encouraged our children to get on with their lives and not be restrained by the lockdowns and be restrained by the fear that was being constantly pushed. Then there was all the talk of the vaccines coming and rolling out and all the coercion and all the fear around that. And I was obviously doing a little bit of research. I had found Dr. Mike Eden online and I really thought he was speaking a lot of sense. And so I was sharing with my kids and sharing with friends and family what we were finding, and that we were encouraging people to actually do their own research because there was another narrative other than what mainstream media were pumping out. It's very difficult to get through that wall, even with our own children at times. It was a bit of a struggle. But they didn't rush for the vaccine, and for that I was very glad. And our two boys have remained unvaccinated, and I thank God for that, Stu. It was October 30th, 2021, that Ruth finally caved. And I think there was a talk of travel. And at that time, there was all the talk and all the, we could see what was happening in other countries over the world about the green pass and the vax passport and all this talk about you couldn't go anywhere without your vax pass. So there was so much pressure for the young people, and that was what we were really trying to get through to our kids all the time. Look, there's another story here. You know, don't follow the narrative. There's something not right. Certainly from a personal point of view, the research that I had done about the vaccines, Stu, obviously we were very distressed to find a very clear link there between the vaccine, the clinical trials and the manufacturing of these vaccines and the abortion industry. That was a big problem for us as Christians. Straight up, we wouldn't be touching them, even if they did work. So Ruth finally caved in October. And as the email really shares, you know, I can't add much more than how things progressed then from November through until February. Last Christmas, she was here. And we did have a conversation about, I talked to her about how much weight she had lost, and I expressed concern. And, you know, she tried to reassure me that she was eating okay. And you know, but I think following then, I think things have gone so aggressive, really, from probably the 8th of January. Obviously, then all these other things also play a part. Young people were being pushed and coerced to continually take these PCR tests. So I think it was on the 8th of January, her flatmate tested positive, and so they were isolating for 2 weeks. So she may have been home, we may have seen more of her, we may have picked up on something, but there was that distance. Also, the GP, the doctor, the general practitioner, wasn't seeing any patients. It was all done over the telephone. She actually attended the GP surgery for a blood test 1 week before she died. The doctor did not see her. She just saw a nurse, and the nurse took a blood test. I wonder if the doctor had seen her, would he have seen how thin she was? We can't know one way or the other, Stu, but 1 week after that, then she was gone, and that was a shock to her doctor. After her death, I did quite a bit of research. We had to hold fire. We had to wait for 8 months because we simply didn't know. There was no information to go on. That was pretty painful. That was a long 8 months. And it was just in October past when we got the results through from the coroner's office. And they told us that it was Addison's disease. So that came as a huge shock. It seemed to come out of the blue, and I thought, that's so random. So then I was able to do some research around it. And what I discovered about Addison's disease was that it really didn't fit right. It wasn't a right fit as the what you read out, what I had put in the email about the generally the
progression
age,
yeah, I mean the age group, the progression, how slow and chronic it is. I mean, a 23-year-old to just suddenly develop symptoms in such a short 3-month time period that escalates so greatly that you have to rush to get to her home and aren't there in time but to see her in the end of life situation, that doesn't sound right to me, and I join you in that speculation and that skepticism.
Yeah. So I guess the research really that I did led us to, we want to be faithful to the truth, Stu. That's where we sit. And so there are three possibilities that it has to be. And the possibility number one, that she had Addison's disease prior to the COVID jab and it just progressed fast. Option number two, she had Addison's disease prior to the vaccine, but the vaccine gaslit it and then it progressed aggressively. And option number three, which I tend to go towards because of what I've seen in the research and in the literature, that she did not have Addison's disease prior to that vaccine. And that the vaccine caused the autoimmune response, it triggered the autoimmune response. And it is most likely, as far as I can understand it, that the spike proteins have accumulated in her adrenal glands and sped up that process. There have been papers that I've seen that have connected folk who have suffered from COVID and gone on to develop Addison's disease. And the causal link is the spike protein in the adrenal glands. There's papers that have looked at that, research papers from 21 and 22, that have made that direct link between a COVID sufferer and going on to develop Addison's disease. So it's not far off the mat to assume that the very same spike proteins that are being produced once someone's vaccinated are also going to accumulate in the adrenal glands and cause the result that we have now.
Yeah. So my speculating and trying to figure it out has to be driving you absolutely crazy. But, you know, your faith that you mentioned, I'm assuming is the only thing that's keeping you sane. The fact is, you know, Ruth was an otherwise healthy 23-year-old at the peak of her physical condition at the very beginning of her life and had the rest of her life to look forward to. And because she wanted to travel, she had to take this injection, despite the fact that she had been warned by her parents, who love her more than words can describe. I'm a father. I have three children myself. I can't put it into words how much I love them. Of course not. Every parent who's worth their salt feels the same way. And so we do our best to get in the way of a bullet or, you know, a car accident. We make sure that we tell them to please be safe. When they're little children and they're riding their bikes down the street, make sure that you look both ways. I mean, all of these things, we do our best to keep our kids alive. It's our job. We're not supposed to bury our kids. And it's because of Pfizer or Comirnaty that you had to do the unthinkable. And the world needs to know that. We should not sugarcoat this message. And so if you were to talk to other parents or to anyone else that is younger, wants to travel, that was Ruth's age, what would be, in a couple of minutes here, what would be your message to them?
Well, we would like others to be informed. We want other parents to think carefully and not to just trust what the media is telling them, to use their logic to work things out and to understand that they're being lied to, and to protect their children, to trust God, because God has made us in a wonderful way and we have an amazing immune system, which is incredible. That would be my message to parents, not to take these vaccines. They were experimental. They're still experimental. Whether there is a malicious intent behind what's going on behind the scenes, I can't answer. It does not look good. But trust your God, your Maker. Stay healthy, eat healthy, do all the things that you would have normally done, you don't need this vaccine. Yeah. With regards to traveling, I think it's a very bad choice to choose to take an experimental drug to allow you to travel. Better that you refuse such a drug and leave the outcome with God and stay alive.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more.
The prayers of God.
Your courage and your strength and it's all just it's incredible, and it's due solely to your faith and by the grace of God that you're able to be here and share your story. A 23-year-old daughter gone forever. I just until you see her again. God bless both of you. We really, really appreciate that. Thank you for being here. Yeah. You know, Kenneth didn't want to speak to the malicious intent. I think that it's safe enough for us to say that whether the onset of this was nefarious or diabolical in nature, the truth has been widely broadcast to millions of people. And even if they didn't know about our platform, Died Suddenly has been viewed close to 20 million times and translated into multiple different languages. The people inside of our government know what they're doing, specifically here in the United States. We have a military whistleblower that's going to come on and address the deletion and altering of DMED data. This is the medical database that monitors injuries to United States servicemen and women across the country. And it is being intentionally throttled and altered and hidden. If there is nothing to hide, then what are you hiding? So whether this started as something nefarious or demonic or evil or murderous, now it absolutely is. Until the second that this stops and these people are indicted and tracked down and put in handcuffs and marched before a court and put on trial, until the entire supply is incinerated and these people are held to account, it's clear that there is no threshold for death. It's clear that there are no warning signals or signs that will make them stop. And so if it is not intentional, and if it is not a plan to depopulate through mass murder, then you tell me, what exactly is it? Reset is underway, the new world order that they are trying desperately to force in, that we are fervently fighting against every single day. And so it's inevitable, in order to crush you, they have to take your money. Financial reset, the electronic banking system crash, reset to zero. Everybody starts over. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it, poof, gone. Everything that you've ever worked hard for, gone in an instant. Don't be a victim. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call them right now, Gold Co. My good friends, 855-706-GOLD. Call Gold Co, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co, you get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Gold Co. Do not be a victim. Protect yourself from this right now. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
One of the most sickening features of communism or Marxism or globalism is that wherever it takes root, it doesn't simply just attack religion. I mean, it's one thing to have avowed atheists who shut down churches and stop the worship of God. That's bad. But it's even worse when they take true religion and then create a perverted version for their own ends. That's exactly what's happening right now in the name of fighting climate change. The Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development is a religious partnership created to push the climate change narrative worldwide, and now they've created their fake version of the Ten Commandments to replace the actual commandments that we received on Mount Sinai. These commandments they call universal principles for replacing God with the climate. One of the first principles, quote, bring religious leadership to UN public policy discussions on climate change, unquote. And it goes downhill from there. Marie-Zee is the host of Uncensored on the Stu Peters Network. She joins us now. You'll be covering more of this in great detail. So we bow to Lord Fauci. We, honor the religious sacrament of the vaccine, and now this.
It's absolutely unbelievable, Stu. And the fact that they would do it on Mount Sinai, the place where the original Ten Commandments were given to Moses and these people, it's just a slap in the face of God. As you said, I will be covering this in more detail next week. But what I really want to draw people's attention to is the fact that they call this an interfaith council, a merging of multiple religions, and yet they've published an eco-Bible. Yes, an eco-Bible that teaches you how you can achieve a more sustainable future in accordance with God's will. If it's an interfaith council and an interfaith movement, I mean, these people haven't published an eco-Quran. These people haven't published an eco-Torah or an eco-any other religious book. They've targeted the Bible specifically. And this is what this entire thing is about, Stu. It's an attack on Christianity. These people don't care about anything other than destroying, first of all, infiltrating the Christian faith and destroying what Christianity really is, because they know that it is the truth. The fact that they have done this on Mount Sinai should ring the biggest alarm bells for people. And just a quick preview on some of these commandments that they've published.
Yeah, please.
We are stewards of this world. Creation manifests divinity. Everything in life is interconnected. They've written it as though, because these people understand the power of words, they've written it as though this is inclusive of all, you know, very much the love is love, one health, one love. Everything is universalism. And as Nancy Pelosi said, you know, worshiping Mother Earth, this is how they're going to deceive people, because it seems good. On the surface, it seems like we're doing the right thing for the planet and for one another and caring about one another. But underneath all of that is moving people away from the one true God and replacing it with worshiping Earth.
Wow. I would like to say that I'm looking forward to watching your coverage in more detail, but this absolutely makes my stomach crawl and only solidifies that we are absolutely in the end times. The deception that was promised to us in the book, the only book, the Bible, it's here. It's absolutely here. So get right with Jesus. Spend as much time as close to him as humanly possible, and pray for the salvation of everyone around you, including your enemies. Marie-Zee, thank you so much for being here, and God bless you.
Thank you, Stu, and for everyone watching, stay away from the eco-Bible.
You won't catch me anywhere near it. Added stress and anxiety, anyone? Low mood, sleepless nights? Maybe you're like 75% of the rest of Americans who suffer a magnesium deficiency. Maybe you don't know how important that is. Yeah, magnesium is like the miracle mineral to combat that stress and anxiety and prevent yourself from being 6 feet under in an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters right now. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium breakthrough. The 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. The exact right amounts of magnesium all in one pill. Take it before you go to bed at night. Take it with your evening meal. Avoid an early grave. Combat stress and anxiety. Combat low mood, depression, and sleepless nights. Get the rest that you need. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So in our movie Died Suddenly, we featured military flight surgeon Dr. Teresa Long, who's been a brave hero, quite frankly, on an island virtually all alone, speaking publicly for more than a year about the explosion in miscarriages and heart problems, neurological issues for military personnel ever since the Biden regime forced this death shot onto all of them. Well, fortunately, now Teresa isn't alone. Now more and more members of the military are coming forward to talk about what they've seen. Lieutenant Mark Bashaw is a preventative medicine officer with the United States Air Force. He's now come forward as a whistleblower to tell his own story about vaccine injuries and how they're being hidden from the public. Yeah, hidden from you. Most notably, Lieutenant Bashaw says the military's own database for vaccine injuries has been altering its data to hide the truth. Yeah, the database in question is DMED. That's the Defense Medical Epidemiological Database. That database tracks all injuries to all United States service members. Well, back in January of this year, Bashaw says all kinds of alarming signals appeared. More cancers, more myocarditis, more pericarditis, and so on. But since then, instead of changing course, the military has hidden the truth, overtly changing the data, while at the same time rejecting religious exemptions and kicking out members like Lieutenant Bashaw, who stood in the way of this Biden purge. We wanted to hear more about this in great detail, and to that end, Lieutenant Bashaw joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, thanks for having me.
So this data is being altered. That means that somebody is actually noticing the same upticks that you and Dr. Teresa Long and others are noticing, and then because it's being spoken about, somebody with a forethought is going back in and changing this data. So at this point, how else can this be looked at other than a full-out assault on America's military?
Well, I'd say it's a complete assault on humanity. It's a weaponization against humanity. But going back to the DMED database, we watched it real time. We were seeing the increases. We were noting the increases. We were communicating these alarming signals that we had in the database. And then Senator Johnson's roundtable occurs. And a week later, no more than a week later, the data changes, right? But the fact remains, we still see significant signals within the data, specifically viral vaccination adverse events. In 2021, when the DoD rolled out these products, these injections against service members, we saw 1,100% increase in viral vaccination adverse events. In the data, it's still there.
So if command staff is aware of this and they understand that these injections do nothing to stop the transmission or the contraction of what we now know is actually really not even a respiratory virus. There's the contagion discussion. We have to walk away from that paradigm because we know what this is now. Why is this continuing to be forced upon service members? Who's responsible for making that decision?
Knowingly. They're knowingly doing it. I can talk about a lot of members who have personally brought this information up through the chain of command to perform redress. Specifically in my situation back in September of 2021, I was bringing the VAERS data up through my chain of command. I was bringing Teresa Long's frontline testimony up through the chain of command to get the risk communication changed to include these injections are dangerous and deadly. Here's the data. Instead, I met with a retaliation and a court-martial conviction in which I'm still fighting against to this day, and I'm still active duty. I'm still glorifying my God and my oath, honoring my oath to the Constitution and active duty service. I have not left service. I have been restricted. Tomorrow will be 1 year since I've been restricted from my place of duty, physically restricted from my place of duty at Army Public Health Center, Aberdeen Proving Grounds, in which I can't serve alongside my soldiers. Why? Because I refuse to participate with these weaponized products, these weaponized testing, this weaponized masking, and these weaponized injections against my brothers and sisters in uniform, and frankly, the entire humanity.
You'd be met with resistance by security police if you tried to go to work. Is that what you're saying?
I did try to go to work back in 30 November 2021, and they suspended my security clearance, restricted me access to base, flagged my record. To this day, my record's still flagged.
Because you brought real data before command staff.
I was communicating the issues. Hey, one, this isn't a lawful order to force service members to participate with these at experimental emergency use authorized products. It literally says it in the statute, federal statutes. Service members have the option to accept or refuse participation with these products. I was bringing that up through my chain of command to try to perform redress to no avail, just going through deaf ears. And so I was forced to show up to my place to perform my duties. I'm not a couch potato. I don't perform my duties sitting on my couch. I don't lead soldiers sitting on my couch at home. But here we are, a year later, I've been restricted from my place of duty, and tomorrow will be 1 year.
Well, thank you, first of all, for coming forward and for becoming a whistleblower. I mean, the public needs to know about this data being overtly hidden and changed and altered. I don't think you have any problem speaking candidly, so I'm going to ask you to opine on this. If it's not for a lack of knowledge, and if it's not for ignorance, and if the command staff is aware of what's happening here with these injections, and they have to be because they're changing the data, then what is this exactly?
Complete weaponization of our executive branch against the people, against service members, against the entire population.
Is this biowarfare?
I believe so. At this point in time, it proves there's plenty of data to point to that direction for sure. And the fact that we're not even having those discussions at a roundtable with other military personnel, the fact that I'm sitting here on this show just proves that, you know, nobody's willing to have those discussions. It was court-martialed. In my court-martial, I brought up the fact that, hey, by the way, you know, these products are dangerous and deadly. It's on my official testimony, United States versus Lieutenant Mark Basha. Go look it up. I sat there and spoke as a medical officer. I feel it's my duty to speak up. When I see the data and when I look around, nobody else speaking up, except brave individuals like Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, Major Sam Sigaloff, Dr. Pete Chambers, Lieutenant Billy Mosley from the Navy, right? All these individuals bringing this up, and then what? They get crushed. They get buried in the sand.
Your service to our country right now in this role on this show is probably more pivotal and important than anything that you could have done in uniform, to be quite frank. The military that we knew is no longer, is it?
I consider this part of my official duties, given the fact that I went through all official channels within the Department of Defense to try to perform a redress and to try to make this information known. Now it's my responsibility to talk directly to the American people and tell them exactly what's going on.
I think it's commendable. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So from your chair right there, if you're talking to service members across the United States Armed Forces, as a possible solution, what would you suggest?
I would say it's everybody has a responsibility to speak up, to communicate properly, professionally. There's tools at our disposal. Article 138 UCMJ is a complaint against the first officer within the chain of command to perform a redress. So if you're being weaponized, if you're being targeted with these weaponized discriminatory products because of your medical history, because you won't participate with these experimental injections, then perform the redress. Stand up, speak up. That's our duty. That's my duty. I swore an oath to the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and I'll continue to do so till the day I die.
Yeah. Who's responsible for altering or hiding or changing this DMED data?
So the DMED itself is run by a contractor, $30 million contract called Unisant. So we pay Unisant, this contractor, $30 million to handle medical data of our service members, and for it to have quote unquote glitches like they call it to be is an absolute travesty. And oh, by the way, it's probably a national security threat because they have our medical data.
Do you believe it to be a lie? Are these glitches or are they lying?
Are they glitches? So there's an individual out there who does a good job breaking it down and doing an investigation. His name is Matthew Crawford. He's got a lot of the data and he goes into details on whether or not what's what. He believes that there was a bit of a glitch. However, the signals are still there. And the fact is, why after the roundtable would that data change? That's highly suspect. So I can speculate. I can say that they manipulated the data, but, you know, when they come out to Politico Fact, instead of properly addressing the American people, properly performing a chain of custody response from somebody responsible for that data, you know, that's highly suspect. Highly suspect.
If you were talking to top military officials at the DOD, if they were in front of you right now, what would you say to them?
Cease and desist this medical experimentation weaponization program, whether it's the masking, the testing, or these injections that we know are not safe and efficacious. They're dangerous and deadly.
Lieutenant Bashaw, thank you so much for being here and for being brave like this. I mean, it's very honorable. And I think you're right. This is part of your official duty. You swore an oath to protect the Constitution and this country and its people against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you're here doing that right now, in first person, in real time. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity!
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Over the last week, and particularly on the Thanksgiving holiday, I spent a lot of time with people that I love and care about the most. And of course, you hear about all of the ailments, the stress and anxiety that people are dealing with, recent surgeries, body pains, joint pains, muscle pains, all of these things. And so it became a curable party, a CBD party of sorts. I was handing out care packages to everybody because, of course, Curable is the CBD company that I use. Why do I use them? Well, because they're a family-owned business, number one. And number two, right here in my home state of Minnesota is where all of the hemp is sourced. So I know what's in it, where it's coming from, that it's pure, and that it comes from God's earth. All natural, a natural thing for you to try to treat things like joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, post-surgery pain, migraine headaches even. Did you know that? Migraine headaches, seasonal allergies, food allergies. People online reporting positive results that are dealing with Parkinson's diagnosis. How about your kids? Do any of them have the ADHD diagnosis? I'm sure the doctor wants to push neurotoxins and antidepressants and anti-anxiety pills and ADHD medications. Why don't you try CBD? It's a vast, vast improvement in things like psychological and physical health. And you can do it naturally from a family-owned business where all of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off just because you're part of the Stew Crew. Use promo code STEW when you go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. K-U-R-I-B-L, the family-owned, Minnesota-based CBD company that I trust and I use their products. Go to curable.com. Promo code STEW gets you 20% off site-wide at curable.com. All around the world, people are dying suddenly, despite being young and in superficially good health. Here's another one. Eric Fleischman, a celebrity fitness trainer, better known as Eric the Trainer, is dead at just 54 years old. He died at his home on Thanksgiving, and he died, wait for it, suddenly. So obviously, you've heard of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, but now we live in the age of SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. It's not even our terminology. No, medical professionals are now warning about this and acting like it's just always been around. We're just supposed to suddenly notice it now. Yeah, sure. Mark Effinger is better known as our friend Mr. Newts. He runs Newtopia, which offers all kinds of nootropics for improving human health and performance. You can find special discounts by visiting newtopia.com/stew. We tell you about it every day. Again, that's newtopia.com/stew, and Mr. Newts joins us now. Thanks so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to see you again, Stew.
So, I mean, people are dying young. People are losing cognitive health. We've talked about this on our show before. Physical health is in the tank all around the world here in the United States. Take us to the beginning on nootropics. This is something that's new for a lot of our viewers. How does this help? What does this actually do for one's body?
So the big challenge that we have is we're living in a toxic society in so many ways. And as a result of that, those toxins, whether they're physical or they're environmental toxins, are creating an environment where we're not able to actually keep up with the cognitive load that we have on a day-to-day basis. You write a lot of material, you create a lot of material, you know the cognitive load is extremely high on us on a day-to-day basis. Nootropics are compounds, naturally derived compounds, that help us to jump that gap, cross that chasm, and get back into really high quality cognitive health. They also do things like help reverse aging and create reverse environmental stress impact so that we can continue our performance. If you don't have cognitive performance, you do not have a healthy life.
So since I've been using the products, Focused Savagery, I say all the time on this program, is my favorite. What is that actually doing to me, Mr. Newts? What am I taking?
Oh, I love it. I love it. So what you're doing is we create these solutions. In fact, here, I'll give you an example.
I should have probably asked this before I started ingesting all of this stuff, right? I mean, what is this? Why is this making me feel so great and sharp? Honestly, though, more creative, more driven, more focused. I process information. I think the biggest thing is I bust through distractions so much more easily now. But why is that exactly? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So what we're doing, we create a chorus or a band. We got a rock band of different neurochemical precursors. And then we arrange those in such a way and we customize them specifically for you, Stu, or for any of your clients, right? So that you're able to get the dopamine, the serotonin, the norepinephrine, right? And the acetylcholine levels that you need to do specific events. If you want to be happier, we've got one called Upbeat. Okay, that basically relieves a lot of the pressure. It's serotonin dominant. If you want to be highly focused all day and you don't want to have any peaks and valleys and you don't want to be really, really hyper intense, we have a thing called Apex. So, and that brings up your dopamine, gentle norepinephrine peaks every once in a while. And again, steady acetylcholine so that you get the creative thinking process, the lateral thinking, all those important things. And then, of course, Focus Savagery, as you mentioned, which is our approach to leaving Adderall in the dust without creating a messed up mind or creating a methylated, or I shouldn't say methylated, a meth-induced high, and instead just a very focused, very intense, very acetylcholine and dopamine-driven environment for your brain.
Meth-induced high, and that's not a lie either. People that are taking Adderall might notice that the generic name for that is actually methylphenidate. And that's what this is. You're putting your kids on meth or yourself if you're taking this stuff. It destroys the brain. So that's something that we've been talking about a lot, Mr. Newts, on this program is neurotoxins. You know, there's a pill for everything. Antidepressants, antipsychotics, anti-ADHD medication. What is the long-term risk or effect of nootropics on one's brain?
It's a great question. So when we design these, and we've been at this for 14 years, so this is not something new to us. Our whole approach was, how do we help people to recover from whether it's addiction or low performance processes? And how do we bring their baseline up so that instead of being addicted to something, they actually have improved their baseline, the number of neurons in the brain, the ability for the brain to create new neural pathways so you can create better habits, you can have clearer thinking, and then the natural energy, it's called ATP. Right? It comes from the mitochondria that allows you to perform without having to have 300 milligrams of caffeine in your system from an extra large Starbucks. So you improve the brain and it becomes a permanent program. So we're actually creating new brain cells that you're able to program and you're able to live with those forever. So it is actually a baseline increase in your physiology and neurology.
So is there any long-term negative risk or side effects to taking these these brain
supplements?
No, there's not.
Not at all. Not at all. It's all positive. I wouldn't take them. This cognitive performance is super important to me. Always has been. And these are things that aren't made as a drug. These are actually a stack of nutrients that reduce inflammation, increase B vitamin levels, right? And then as well, they actually increase acetylcholine levels, dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin in your brain so that it will do that. And then create new brain cells. Creating new brain cells, BDNF, something that our college genius is phenomenal at.
Oh, that's back on the shelves now? I know for a while we ran you out of that stuff.
Yeah. We keep producing as much as we can, and then we stress the mushroom growers so much that they go, hold it. It takes time. We can't grow these things overnight.
Yeah. So this is collagen and mushroom extracts, which both, correct. I mean, historically you can go look this stuff up. I mean, it's fantastic for one's cognitive performance. Want to mention, we don't, by the way, give our money to Starbucks. So if we are drinking coffee, it's certainly not that. But, you know, I've strayed away from it. I almost require a cup of coffee before I'm even able to interact with somebody every day. But this truly is a light switch for the brain. They're safe. They're 100% non-addictive. They're 100% legal. So you're not going to go to jail for being sharp as a whip and busting through distractions. Talk about the personal part of this, because when I went to Newtopia.com/Stu, which people should go to, when I went there, I filled out a personal questionnaire that just kind of talks about how I process information, what my day looks like, and then you guys sent me a custom package. So how are you basing this? What are you doing as a custom approach for our viewers that give you a call?
We've done nearly 20 million data points that we've collected from our clients over the last 14 years. And as a result of that, we have a very good idea of the profile of your weight, your age, your sex, your performance requirements, how you eat, how often you work out, what meds you might be in or what vitamins you might take. And then we take that profile and we run it through our engine and it says, hey, for you, you should have this, this, and this. And then our laboratory in Portland, Oregon, customizes and personalizes every single capsule just for you, every drink, every powder, every spray. We have a new Xamner spray. And we customize it just for you. And that matching of neurology with the product makes a much greater performance outcome for you.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly done the trick for me. And, you know, you've sent me some experimental stuff that I've tried. And I haven't had a product from Newtopia that I don't like yet. And it does exactly what it says that it's going to do, too. I mean, this Gabalicious stuff, for example, if you want that kind of Zen state of meditation or that euphoric chill at the end of the day, but you don't want to kill brain cells by drinking, you know, a vodka gimlet or a whiskey water, you can actually do good for your brain while at the same time having kind of a similar effect, but without the brain kill toxins and poisons that come from alcohol.
Absolutely. And in fact, if you take Gabalicious and then you do a little bit of Xamner juice, you do some sprays of Xamner juice, it'll dramatically increase the GABA levels in your brain, which is your chill level. And it just feels fantastic.
Yeah, well, I absolutely love it. And we appreciate your partnership here. There's a lot of people that write to the show and say, hey, this stuff is working exactly the way that you advertised that it would. And so I think you have a lot of lifelong customers there. We hope more, too. Newtopia.com/Stu. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu. Are you offering any discounts, any promo codes, anything like that right now?
Absolutely, absolutely. You'll get it there. It's Stu10. Go for it.
Stu10, 10% off at Newtopia.com/Stu. Mr. Newts, thank you so much for being an ally of the show and for helping our audience, Stu Crew, to be more cognitively and physically strong and younger and more agile and more in all these things. I mean, it feels like almost an uptick in test, too, from some of these products when I take them before working out in the gym, stuff like that. Is that real?
Yeah. In fact, we've got a number of client testimonials where they've gone from having their combined testosterone in the low 70s and seeing it go to the 700s as a result of our products over time. Again, we're not just dealing with cognitive performance, although that is a key. We're also dealing with your whole physiology.
Wow, amazing. Newtopia.com/Stu, promo code Stu10 for 10% off. Mr. Newts, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, great to see you again, man.
Always great to see you. So yeah, we're exposing things every day that could be harmful for you. A lot of these things are things that previously were told would be good for you. Like, you know, the food pyramid. Eat these health foods and you'll keep a slim waistline and you'll be in great health. But then whoops, suddenly you go and look into it. And guess what? There are toxic poisons in these health foods, particularly one toxic poison in a lot of these health foods. You want to know what they are? Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Stu. Again, gutcleanseprotocol.com/Stu. These people are lying to you. That's why a lot of the people that you probably know personally who say, look, I'm on this diet, I'm going to stick to these health foods right here, but weirdly, they're not losing weight, actually could be adding inches to the waistline. That's because they're consuming a toxic poison. You want to know what health foods to stay away from? We got the secrets over at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Stu. Again, gutcleanseprotocol.com/Stu. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Think about your financial advisor and what you're invested in. Do you even know what you're invested in? Does your financial advisor even know what you're invested in? If you asked your financial advisor that question, would they say, oh, I'm just going to have to get back to you? It's because they didn't build a custom plan around you. Invest with your morals and your faith and your values. A like-minded independent fiduciary like Carlos Cortez can build a package around you and your wishes and your faith. Because he believes in Jesus, he loves God, he's a Christian, he's a family man, and he's a patriot. Book your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez right now. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. He answers his phone. Call him in the office. Write this number down, 813-448-3446. Until this time tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.